Cambridge 105 Radio.
Kenny and Lisa by Neil Innes, a sort of lovely ballad about running away from home. And this is Cambridge 105 Radio. My name's Ben Huadine and this is my music show. I make little connections between songs. So yeah, we had a song about running away from home, and one of the most famous ones, I think, is She's Leaving Home, but Harry Nilsson covered that the year after it was made, I think, or maybe even the same year, and it's quite beautiful as well. So here's Harry Nilsson, She's Leaving Home.
Wednesday morning at 5 o'clock, as the day begins, silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief, quietly turning the back door key. Stepping outside, she is free. We gave her most of our lives, sacrificed. letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
Harry Nilsson covering the Beatles' She's Leaving Home. And Harry Nilsson was a songwriter in his own right, obviously, and he wrote for other acts as well, including the Monkees. And here's one he wrote for the Monkees called Cuddly Toy.
That was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only cherry light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother, the kind of company keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the only choo-choo train that was left out in the rain the day after Santa came. You're not the only charity light that was left in the night and gave up without a fight. You're not the only cuddly toy that was ever enjoyed by any boy. You're not the kind of girl to tell your mother, the kind of company you keep. I never told you that to love no other. You must have dreamed it in your sleep.
Cuddly Toy by the Monkees. So we're sort of doing a bit of 60s acts covering other 60s acts. And Brian Wilson was obviously a massive fan of the Ronettes and Phil Spector. And he covered "And Then He Kissed Me," but he changed the lyric to "And Then I Kissed Her," because you can't have man-on-man kissing in the 60s, unfortunately. And but it's still very good. Here we go. Beach Boys, "And Then I Kissed Her." Beach Boys, "Then I Kissed Her," covering the Ronettes, obviously. And let's have a little Roy Orbison covering the Beach Boys for Fair Play. It's "Help Me, Rhonda."
Well, I think you put me down. I've been out doing in my head.
Yeah, you're on, Rhonda.
I come home late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed.
Yeah, you're on, Rhonda.
Well, I'm Rhonda, you caught my eye, and I guess you know the reason why. You gotta help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda. 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 Help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda.
Be my wife and I was gonna be her man.
Yeah, do run, Rhonda.
But she let another guy come between us and it's for my plan.
Yeah, do run, Rhonda.
Well, Rhonda, you look so fine, and you know it wouldn't take much time for you to help me, Rhonda, help me get her out of my heart.
Help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda. 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 Help me, Rhonda, yeah.
Get her out of my heart.
Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda, help, help me, Rhonda.
So first of all, we had Help Me Rhonda by Roy Orbison, and then, well, by the Beach Boys, but covered by Roy Orbison. And then that second track was Speeding Motorcycle 2 by The Pastels, which was a cover of a Daniel Johnston song, a nice three chord and a beat or whatever. Yeah, so another nice three chord song is Mr. E's Beautiful Blues by The Eels. And here's a remix that his drummer at the time and bassist made for the song without his, you know, overlooking eye. And it's really nice. So I'm going to play that now. Mr. E's Beautiful Blues remix by The Eels. Listening to Cambridge 105 Radio. My name's Ben Huerdine. This is my music show where I make little connections. Yeah, so that we just had The Eels, and obviously The Eels have been... I always say obviously. I need to stop saying obviously. Eels have been compared to Beck a lot of times because their love of looping, and obviously that song has lots of loops and samples. So I'm going to play a Beck song. It's Sex Laws. We'll be right back. So that was Sex Laws by Beck, and I would call that demented cowboy energy. For whatever reason, I feel like this song has that as well. It's Dreamer by Supertramp. That was Dreamer by Supertramp, and yeah, they have a little xylophone at the end, or a celeste, or a marimba. I don't know what it is, but it's a nice tinkly sound, and Take My Hand by Matt Berry has a similar instrument, so that we're going to play that. Have recognized that. That was Take My Hand by Matt Berry. It's used in the Toast of London theme song, and he's a great musician in his own right, and he also did an album of covers of British television shows, and I really like his version of Blankety Blank, probably because I liked Blankety Blank as a kid, but here's his, Matt Berry's version of Blankety Blank.
Blankety Blank,
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 Blankety Blank.
Matt Berry covering the theme tune to Blankety Blank, and we're sort of in a sort of, I don't know what you'd call it, like a British eccentricism, right now with the song. So here's Public Image Limited playing Hawaii, and it's a new single, and I think it's very, very cool.
Hearts here again.
Hawaii by Public Image, a new single of theirs. It's really cool. So another connection to Hawaii is there's an album called Hawaii Part 2 by one of the members of a band called Tally Hall, but he does it under a pseudonym in something in Japanese, but he's not Japanese, so I don't know. And this song's called Murders, and it's by Hawaii Part 2.
He was in the forest looking to see the trees, but none were there. He found a girl, she found the Earl King. They were in the white wood, gambling out to picnic in the light. Leaves broke above, then fell below. I was in the middle ground, looking to find the flowers in the garden, wearying of the hate me not. Wait, they forgot, woe, oh, the rot. Deeper in they crept, oblivious of the bears, and darker terrors, or none were there. How did they dare? I was in the middle ground, looking to find the fountain of infinite mirror. Tree falling, no one would hear. Shadow of nobody there. Murders of murderers living in fear. On the night watch, solemn and easily wise to what we thought they thought above. Sound broke below. They were in the black wood, coveting indiscreetly her for him or him for her. Shown what they were. I was in the middle ground, looking to find the fountain of infinite mirror. Tree falling, no one would hear. Shadow of nobody there. Murders of murderers living in fear. I was in the clearing, buzzing around to hearing what the bees and birds knew the words. Soon arrived the twilight, finally the night and day remembered how they came to be.
Murders by Hawaii Part 2, but really it's by a man called, Joe Hawley from Tally Hall. And another member of Tally Hall was Rob Cantor, and he went on to do a bunch of children's music. Before that, he made his own album, and this song has a children's music feel about it. It's Flamingo by Rob Cantor.
I'm a shark. Flamingo. Flamingo. Y negro.
Flamingo by Rob Cantor, and it has a sort of Muppets theme energy. This is Cambridge 105 Radio. My name is Ben Huerdine, and this is my music show. We're reaching the end. So we just had a song with sort of children's show from the 70s energy, and OK Go, you might know, doing all the creative music videos, also covered the Muppets intro, and couldn't find that, so here's another song by them, Needing/Getting. Okay, go. Needing/getting. We have 2 minutes left of the show. So I'm going to play another song by a band who also does very creative music videos, or did with this one, because Michel Gondry was involved, who directs amazing music videos. We're going to go out on it. It's Love Letters by Metronomy. See you next week.